It's All Things Considered. I'm Arun Roth. In January 2011, David Kato, a gay rights activist in Uganda, was bludgeoned to death. A few months earlier, his name and photograph, along with that of 100 others, had been published in a tabloid newspaper. The article called for their execution as homosexuals. A preacher at his funeral made remarks calling homosexuality a curse and appealing to others to repent. At David Kato's graveside, Christopher Sonyonjo, an excommunicated Anglican bishop, gave what he calls a proper farewell.
Please don't be discouraged. God created you. God is on your side. So may God give rest to our brother.
Christopher Sonyonjo is one of the people featured in the new documentary, God Loves Uganda. Director Roger Ross Williams traces the origins of Uganda's anti-homosexuality bill, which would criminalize same-sex relations, to the American evangelical movement in Uganda. The film follows one of those groups from the International House of Prayer, or IHOP.
IHOP itself is a church that has a $30 million a year operating budget and 1,000 full-time employees, and they are a missions base. They have a university, and their goal is to train missionaries to fulfill the Great Commission, to go out and to win souls.
God, we believe that the name, the Pearl of Africa, it's not just a name, but it is a prophetic declaration over that nation, that it is a pearl in your...
Uganda is unique in that it's been the focus of fundamentalist evangelicals and from America for a long time. Uganda has the youngest population on the planet, with a median age just above the age of 15. You know, American evangelicals have done a lot of great work, but it's a certain type of fundamentalist evangelical ideology that came in there and basically instilled in a lot of the young people in Uganda this message that, biblical law is above any other law.
Could you talk about how you portray in the film how biblical beliefs become intertwined with political beliefs, leading to the creation of this anti-homosexuality bill?
I think that the young missionaries in the film are really innocent and well-meaning. They're just the foot soldiers, as I like to call them. But I think there is the leaders. They believe that Uganda, they have an advantage. And every one I've talked to in my film has said, you know, look, America's lost. As marriage equality has passed, America is lost to them, but they are winning the war in Uganda.
God has what I like to call an army of young people. Only because I like that word, it's an intense word. But they're not a military army. I want to make that distinct. They don't have guns. They have Bibles.
And they believe that this war will be won by eradicating what they believe is sexual sin, and that means homosexuality. And that message gets sort of translated very differently in an African context.
Bishop Sonyonjo, how did you become involved in the fight for gay rights?
Well, I got involved when I first met some young men who are being persecuted for being different, and the church was not understanding them, their families. When I talked to these young people, they were so worried, and they didn't know really what they were actually because of the way they were being treated in our community. And I said, accept yourselves as you were. But my church, hearing this, was quite annoyed with me. So they were saying I should condemn these young people, which I said I couldn't and I can't, because I believe this is the call which God has called me to bring the good news to LGBTQ people, that they're also created by God, made in the image of God, which a number of our churches don't like to say.
You mentioned these young people that you said they didn't even quite realize that they were homosexual. And I'm recalling the scene in the film where there's a lot of propaganda about homosexuality in Uganda, this anti-gay rally.
We have to fight sodomy in Uganda. They say they are ready to fight those who are ready to kill those who are being homosexual.
Hands up!
Activists there have been harassed, beaten, and some killed. I'm wondering, Bishop Sonyonjo, are you fearful for your life at all?
Yeah, there are times when I am fearful for my life. In 2001, I stayed in this country for 6 months for fear for my life. But I felt God wanted me to go back, and I've been harassed, but people are coming to know that what I'm trying to do is not really something which should make someone regarded as an enemy of our nation.
Bishop Sononjo, has this bill, the talk of this anti-homosexuality law, has it invigorated the LGBT activists?
Yeah, I think the bill has been a blessing in disguise. This bill, I think, has helped us to understand that we are not all heterosexuals. There are different human sexualities which should be respected.
That's Christopher Sononjo. He's featured in the new documentary, God Loves Uganda. We also spoke with Roger Ross Williams, the director and producer of the film. Uganda's anti-homosexuality bill has stirred up international controversy, and many activists and observers now believe that the bill will not be brought before Parliament for a vote. Coming up, composer Philip Glass remembers the first performance of his epic 1976 opera, Einstein on the Beach.
Until that night, we had never actually done the piece straight through without stopping. We didn't even know how long the piece was. It was something that was so outlandish and so unexpected, and no one had any idea what it would be. And when they saw it, they couldn't believe it, but you know, I don't think we could believe it either.
This weekend, the LA Opera takes on the mammoth work, its first full staging in 20 years. That story's in the next part of All Things Considered from NPR News.